With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Israeli military says it's reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza, but a United Nations agency says no aid has yet entered. The key terminal for the entry of humanitarian aid was closed over the weekend after a Hamas rocket attack killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says President Biden's missteps in the war in Gaza is the latest example of the president being wrong on every foreign policy issue over the past 50 years.
He opposed, for instance, the bin Laden raid that killed Osama bin Laden. He repeatedly opposed things like missile defense systems when Ronald Reagan wanted to invest in missile defenses that are now being used to protect our troops in Israel in the Middle East, thank goodness.
Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also on SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson worked to position himself as in control, insisting he's not negotiating with fellow Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene as they met again at the Capitol yesterday. Johnson says he has no choice but to have an open-door policy for all Republicans.
What is required when you have the smallest majority in history is that you have to quite literally get everyone to work together. When you can only lose one vote on a party preference or priority, It takes a lot of time to build consensus. And so what I do every day, Scott, is almost on an hourly basis, is I hear suggestions and ideas and thoughts from members.
Green says one of her demands has to do with Russia's war with Ukraine.
Demanding no more money for Ukraine. That is the right thing to do, and it also obeys the majority of the majority.
Speaking of Ukraine, the president says Russia has launched a massive nighttime attack on energy facilities across the country, targeting seven regions with more than 50 missiles and drones. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 23 points. This is SRN News. Statistics indicate that teenagers, regardless of their family's wealth or social status, are increasingly at risk for depression and even attempts at suicide. But at the Christian nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside Dallas, co-founders Brooke and Kurt Carricker are turning their own family's experiences into positive Christ-centered equestrian therapy for teens.
In July of 2023, we were granted the status as a 501c3. And then February 2024 is when we opened our gates and started seeing clients.
It's kind of the definition of God taking our mess and making it a message. That is that there's hope. That's what ultimately we want people to feel when they come to the ranch, is that there's hope.
This is God at work. This is God doing something so much bigger than us.
More information is at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. The Israeli-U.S. relationship falters after a recent denial of aid. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli disappointment at growing indications that its legendary relationship with the United States is weakening intensified on Monday when the Wall Street Journal reported the cancellation by Washington of thousands of previously approved orders for armament. It was first revealed that the order for 6,500 kits that turn bombs into smart bombs was frozen. But on Tuesday, it became known that billions of dollars worth of tank ammunition, military vehicles, artillery ammunition is also being withheld. Meanwhile, Israel's army has taken over the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, the transit point to Egypt, despite warnings from President Biden and other U.S. officials. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.